Biochemistry offers a path to help reduce huge losses in the potato industry. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. The work won't just be in the lab under a microscope. Dr. Dylan Cosma is growing a greenhouse full of potatoes in the college's climate-controlled greenhouses. Using the greenhouse crops, the team has used CRISPR-based editing, a genetic engineering technique, to identify the genes in potatoes better.
We're actually using CRISPR as a way to validate the function of those transcription factors that we're working on. So CRISPR, it can be used to make things better, but the approach that we take is we have to understand whether or not the genes that we've identified, these transcription factors, if they actually play a role in switching on suberin deposition during wound healing. So what we've been able to do, I've got a great postdoc that's been working on this, Vijay, we've been able to go in and we've been able to make precision cuts in the candidate genes so that we can knock them out. It's a really common strategy in biochemistry and molecular biology is you want to knock out a gene and see how it messes up the plant. We've been knocking out transcription factors that we think are involved in the wound healing process to see if they're really, truly involved in that process. So we got to validate the function of the gene first before we can think about using them for improvement.
Almost 33% of the U.S. potato yield is lost due to post-harvest issues each year, meaning $1.2 billion lost. Produced by the Ag Information Network.